for people who want to share your content has to be either useful, relatable, funny, thought-provoking, inspiring, or timely. Welcome to Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping ambitious small business owners like you to gain clarity so you can grow a profitable and sustainable small business online. My name is Michaela. I'm a small European town gal with big dreams who moved to Canada, built a multi-six-figure business from living room floor, and now I'm here to give you the answers, the confidence, and the resources you need to create a business and life you love. No filter here. Get ready to dive deep into honest conversations and hear the truth. The failures, the successes, and practical advice from marketing, social media to systems, mindsets, and habits. You leave feeling empowered and equipped with actionable steps that you can apply to your business and make your goals happen. Let's dive right in. Welcome to episode 22 of Small Biz Babes Community Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about how to get more views on your small business Instagram Reels. I'm recording this podcast when Instagram Reels views are down for all of us. I mean, comparing to what it used to be when Reels came out, there is a lot more competition in every niche, meaning almost everyone is making Reels by now. People are getting better at making Reels. We as consumers are more aware and selective what we want to consume on social media. We fully embodied scrolling behavior and our attention span is just getting shorter and shorter. And also algorithm isn't pushing it out as much as it was when they first came out. It's pushing out again other types of content like static graphics and carousels. But the truth is that there are certain principles for getting people to watch short form video content like Reels that hasn't changed. And most of the times when small business owner from our community reaches out to me that they've been posting Reels for a while and they are stuck in low views, when I take a look at their account, we find out that they are not doing this and they are not even aware of it. So if you've been stuck on low views and don't know what you are doing wrong, hopefully this episode will help you to get over the hump. Now, of course, it's not a magic pill that's going to change with the next reel you post, but these are principles most reels with a lot of views have in common. These are the principles I apply all the time. And when you start paying attention, you will see every Instagram creator with larger following and lots of views applying these principles as well. So if you are not applying these principles to your reels, you can really miss out on a lot of views. Now, before we dive in, I also want to mention that I've put together a free Instagram Reels guide for this episode. It's packed with extra tips, examples, and helpful advice to boost your views. If you need more guidance to create better reels, you can download the guide now from the show notes of this episode. Now, without further ado, let's get right into the principle number one. Create more shareable content. What is shareable content? It's the type of content that your followers naturally want to repost or send to their friends. It's like a virtual recommendation of your posts. If your followers are watching your post, they post it on their stories or share it with their friend. It means more people see that piece of content and they may even go to your account and follow you, right? It's just a very natural way of growing on social media, but it doesn't happen randomly. There must be a reason for them to share it. Sure, from time to time, someone who is your friend will just share your post because they want to express their support to you. But for most social media users, Most of our followers who don't have the personal relationship with you, they won't just share any of your posts just because they want to support you, right? For people who want to share your content has to be either useful, relatable, funny, thought-provoking, inspiring, or timely. So useful content. Those are, for example, helpful tutorials and recommendations around what you sell that they can share with their friend who would also find it helpful. So those are, for example, like a gift guides or tips around whatever you are selling. Now, when it comes to relatable content, that can be a niche-related quote or meme that expresses daily struggles or experiences of your ideal audience. For example, if your ideal audience are toddler moms, you can share quotes they would find relatable. Funny content? Well, this can be your twist on trending audio that addresses situation your audience can relate. For example, if you have pet-related small business, you can create funny videos showing the mischiefs that pets often get into, like dogs. I'm sure you've seen those videos. They always go viral. So those are the type of videos that your followers want to share. And imagine that you are selling like a dog bandanas. Of course, when you are just showing a picture of a dog with a bandana, it's not going to get as much shares as when you are going to take, you know, a video of your dog doing something funny when he is wearing that bandana. Okay, how about thought-provoking content? So this is a type of content that makes people think deeper. For example, if you have wedding-related business, that could be a post about how can modern couples redefine old-school wedding traditions, or how can you add meaningful personalization to your wedding attire? So those are kind of posts that make you think, right? That you want to see, oh, I really kind of want to know the answer. You as a creator, you express your opinion and then you end it with open-ended question where you ask your audience, what do you think? Would you do this? Or which one of these things would you try? Or do you agree with this? This gives, you know, people something to debate you upon. They can send it to their friends and they're like, oh, look, I've seen this. This is kind of controversial. You get the point. Now, inspiring content. This can be an inspiring story about how you started your business to the point where you are now. And when it comes to timely content, that means sharing ideas or expressing your opinion about something that is hot topic at that time. So during Taylor Swift tour, that was Taylor Swift related content. When Threads app came out, people were sharing their opinions and experiences with Threads app. When it's Christmas season coming, that's the hot topic. People are looking for Christmas recipes, Christmas decorations, Christmas movie recommendations, gift guides, and so on. You get the point. The most shared type of content is usually relatable type of content. That has always been an experience for me. Usually in the post where I share something with my husband, like it just seems to always somehow go viral because that's what people can relate to, where you are showing your real life experiences or thoughts and it's not so curated and your ideal audience can see themselves in it, right? Just think about types of posts you share with your friends or husband. It's usually the type of post that you can relate to and you want him to see it as well because you're like, oh my gosh, look at this. Like, this is just so us, right? So think about how does your ideal audience feel? What are the situations they often go through? And try to create posts that give them a reason to share it with their friends so they bring more exposure to your content. All right, the second principle, include text inside of your reel. So many times I see small business owners sharing videos of their product or behind the scenes a video without using captions or text on the screen to make that video engaging for viewers. When there is no text, it's so hard to catch attention and keep attention. So when you are talking in your video, explaining something or using voiceover, always make sure to use captions because most people watch it with their sound off. And if they just see you talking, they don't know, you know, what that video is about. And with the way how we consume social media content, we are most likely to just scroll by and don't bother to figure out what is this person saying, right? And the same goes for when you are sharing, for example, behind the scenes of your business or showing your product. You don't want to just share a video with no text on it, even when you are using a sound, because again, it doesn't give any context to that video. And you will notice that most of the reels that have a lot of views use these text bubbles to give you at least a little bit of a hint or to understand what is this video about, even if you are watching it with sound off. And that can be just something like text bubble that says before, text bubble that says after. Because when you are watching it with sound off and you see before, it kind of already makes you want to, how after looks like? Well, I'm just going to like wait because it's just going to show up in like 2 seconds later, right? I hope that makes sense. And also, you can create so much variety of a post by simply just using those text bubbles. So for example, recently I was talking to my social media planning masterclass student and I was looking at her reels and she was selling honeymoon gifts and she was just displaying her products in really aesthetic way, which was beautiful, but it wasn't very engaging. So in this scenario, I told her that instead of just showing her products, she can use text bubble and like literally do the same video, but in the beginning, say honeymoon gift ideas or practical honeymoon gift ideas for your best friend or POV, you are packing your honeymoon bag. And then in the end of the video, you would use another text bubble and say, share this with someone who is going for honeymoon this year. So even if person seeing this video is not looking for, you know, specifically honeymoon gifts, but maybe they know someone who is and they can share that video with them. It's just a lot more engaging, right? So you can understand how it changes the whole concept. It's not just showing your product, but by using text, you can give people ideas of what this product is for, who they can gift it to, for what occasion, and so on. Okay, you know that when I try a business tool that saves me hours of my time and allows me to achieve better results for my business, I'm hooked. And I've got to share it with you. Let me introduce you to Flick. Or should I say my secret Instagram helper? Flick helps you to take the guesswork out of finding hashtags so your content can be discovered by your ideal audience. No more using random hashtags that don't do anything for your business. With Flick, you can find hashtags for your niche within a minute and save them in app directly for future use. Thanks to their next-level analytics, you can grow your reach with over 20 key metrics you won't find on Instagram. Learn which hashtags to use, what's the best time to post for you, and you can even use their scheduling tool to plan out your content. It's one of my favorite apps of all time. If you'd like to join me and over 20,000 business owners and save time while growing your business on Instagram with Flick, you can start your free trial today via link in the show notes of this episode. All right, let's get to principle number 3, and that is use hook in the beginning of your video. What really is a hook. So hook is something you show, say, or do right in the beginning of the video that makes people curious and interested in continue watching that reel. And the easiest way to do it is to just include an intriguing sentence or phrase in the text bubble right when your video starts that gives them an idea what is this post about. So let's say you sell scrunchies and you want to show them off and use, or you are a hairdresser and you want to show different hairstyles you did for your clients. In this case, you'd want to include hook, like this text bubble, in the beginning of the video that speaks to your ideal audience. And you could, for example, use a clip of brushing your hair with text saying, "If you are looking for quick and cute summer hairstyle ideas, this is for you." And then you would show pictures of your client hairstyles if you are a hairdresser, or hairstyles with your scrunchies if you are selling scrunchies. In the example I just told you, you could use that for almost anything. Let's say you are selling hand-lettered signs, or you offer custom hand lettering service. You could say, "If you are looking for fall decor ideas, this is for you." And then you would show a photos of how you decorated shelves in your home with your hand lettered wooden signs. We are using those words to turn your product or service to inspirational posts that helps people envision how it would be to own it, and gives them reason to watch it compared to when you would just show it without using any text on it. So the point here is to grab attention of your ideal audience in the first few seconds of the video that makes them identify, like self kind of define, whether this reel is for them and makes them curious to keep watching and doesn't make them feel that you are pushing that product or service on them, that makes everyone feels a little bit, you know, weird. If you start paying attention to videos that you enjoy watching and what they say in the beginning, like what hook they said in their reels, you'll notice that most of the videos start with like this little catchy phrase, sentence, or words that catch your attention. I included more hook examples in a free reel guide that comes with this podcast. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, don't forget to download it from the show notes. Okay, principle number 4. Make your reels from several shorter clips and cut out all dead air to keep viewers' attention. So what does it mean? Essentially, instead of sharing one 60-second clip or 40-second clip of yourself talking, or, you know, 30-second clip of something that you are doing, like unboxing a product, you would want to make a cut and use different clip every 2 to 3 seconds to keep viewers' attention. When you start paying attention to it, you will see that most of the reels with a lot of views do that. Commercials do that, movies do that, because that's what keeps us as viewers engaged. So for example, when you are recording talking video, instead of sitting and talking 60 seconds straight, you can record one sentence and then you would turn the chair the other way and you would record another sentence, and then you would turn the chair again and record another sentence, which makes it a lot easier for you to record. And then it gives you those several clips to keep the attention of the person who is watching you talking. I hope that makes sense. Principle number 5, use early trending sounds. So what is trending sound? When sound is trending, it means that it's growing on its popularity, which basically means Instagram will be pushing out videos with this sound to wider audience because they always want to push out what they see is doing well on the platform. Those are the sounds that you will eventually start seeing in your feed over and over and over that, you know, they are trending and people are using it for this exact reason. The benefit in using trending sound in your reels is that you are giving yourself higher chance for your reel to be pushed out to the reels feed so you can get more views and be discovered by people who are not following you yet. And the earlier you use that sound, the better. I like to use trending sounds which are below 10,000 uses because it gives you a real higher opportunity to be pushed out and discovered. So how can you find these trending sounds? Well, you can spot that sound is trending when you are scrolling through Instagram Reels and see that little arrow on the bottom left corner. Now, this arrow indicates that the sound used in the reel is currently trending. And when you click on the audio icon on the bottom right corner, you will see how many people use that particular sound. Unfortunately, not everyone has that little arrow. So if you've never seen that arrow before, chances are that you don't have ability to see it in your account. In this case, you can spot trending audio when you see more people using the same sound when you're scrolling through the reels. Then you would be able to click on the audio icon and see how many people use it. But by the time you hear everyone using it, it usually already has too many uses. So what I would recommend to do in this case, if you can't see that little arrow on your Instagram, I would recommend to follow people who do those trending audio alerts. I'm sure you've seen those. I mean, I see them all the time. It's a little bit annoying, but it's very helpful because it saves you time. You don't have to scroll to find the trending audio. I mean, it's their job. That's what they do. So if you follow them, you can just go on their account anytime you are going to be recording your content and see which sound is trending currently. All right. And that brings us to the episode summary, which we always do in the end of each episode. But before we do that, just a reminder, if you haven't downloaded a real cheat sheet that comes with this episode and need more help, more examples for your reels, don't forget to download it before you turn off the show. Again, the link for download is in the show notes. Okay, let's summarize today's episode. To get more views on your reels, number one, create more shareable reels that your audience wants to share with their friends. Number two, always add text to your reel to make it more engaging and accessible for people watching with their sound off. Number three, use hook in the beginning of your reel to get your audience intrigued and interested in watching your reel. Number four, separate your reel to several 2 to 3 second clips from different angles compared to using one long clip to keep your audience's attention. And number five, use early trending sounds in your reels to increase your chances for your reels to be pushed out to the Reels tab. Good luck! Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If this episode resonated with you or helped you in any way, please share it with your fellow small business owners by taking a screenshot and posting it on Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Small Biz Babes Community so we can connect and support each other. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you're hungry for more, make sure to follow me on Instagram at Small Biz Babes Community for daily small business tips and inspiration. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.